Welcome to the Marie Manucherry Show, where energy and medicine meet. I will be your host for the next hour. I have over 16 years of professional healthcare experience and began my career as an energy medicine practitioner while working as an oncology nurse at a Seattle area hospital. My medical background combined with intuitive insights and skill in moving energy have been a catalyst for transformation in many people's lives. I hope the next hour will be transformative for you as well. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Marie Manucherry Show. We are live here in Seattle where energy and medicine meet. And as you all know, this is one of my favorite things to do every week. Twice a week now, I get to be live on the radio Tuesdays and Thursdays at noon here on KKNW. And then, of course, if you want to listen to it online, you can go to my website or KKNW's website. Eric, what is the actual website address for KKNW? I should know this.
It's 1150kknw.com.
Oh, thank you. So if you live anywhere in the country or throughout the world, because we have listeners from South Africa, Holland, Spain,
Scotland,
yes, mm-hmm. New York. And it's so fun because they all talk to me on Facebook. Isn't that fun? Yeah, I just love that. And so if you have family or friends living anywhere in the world, you just give them the online, I know I'm kind of jambering here, the addresses.
Either URL, if you will, in web speak.
URLs, thank you, of my website, which is energyintuitive.com, or KKNW's website. And there's a little button you push for stream live, and you can listen to it from your computer. Isn't
that
fantastic?
Right. It's a wonderful thing.
It is wonderful. And then on top of that, all of my shows are archived on my website, so you can listen to any show that we've had. This is our third year. We're celebrating 3 years of being on air. We're in the top five of KKNW shows, which is also amazing. We're grateful for. So we are thanking our listeners. We are thanking our listeners for calling in and asking questions, because that takes a lot of courage, and of course for listening and following the show and learning and growing and evolving. So three callers on Tuesday and Thursday get a CD or a DVD. So you want to go to my website and check out my products so that when Alyssa, my assistant, calls you to say you won, you will know which one you want us to send to you. So that's what's going on today. And along with that, you know, it's Thursday, so it's a guest day. I always interview guests on Thursdays, one of my favorite things to do. And today we have Aimé Cartier, who is actually local. Most of the interviews I do are by phone, so someone from New York or California or, you know, all kinds of interesting places. It's so fun and a complete pleasure to have someone in the studio who makes eye contact with you. It's a little bit harder to talk over one another when you're actually sitting right next to each other. So Aimé is actually from Vashon Island. Isn't that right?
Yep. That's
yeah.
True.
And I know that because Ainsley McLeod's from Vashon mm-hmm. Island. And then, of course, one of my mentoring students who gave me your book, Sunny.
Yep.
Yes. She is from Vashon Island, too. It's a magical place, Vashon Island,
definitely,
right?
Definitely a magical place. That's for sure.
So Aimé is an innate talent and has interests that have led her to years of studying spiritual practice, healing, and the psychic arts. Her natural intuitive abilities, as well as her capacity to inspire and empower others, has led her to a career as an intuitive author and speaker. In addition to doing reading, speaking, and writing, she has most recently discovered love of doing stand-up comedy. Okay, I can't wait to hear about that one. That's going to be great. Aimé is the author of the book Getting Answers, which we're going to talk about today. Using your intuition to discover your best life. She's been writing within the spiritual, inspirational area for many years. Her articles have appeared in publications such as The Argonian, The New Spirit Journal, The Healing Path, Planet Lightworkers, I don't even know about some of these, selfgrowth.com, and New Connection. Prior to making her living as an intuitive, Aimé was the primary writer for an international spiritual organization called SYDA Foundation. She also has worked within the environmental field for such prestigious and visionary organizations as the Sierra Club. In fact, you did, you worked in the Peace Corps.
I
as
did.
A volunteer.
Yep, I was in the Peace Corps.
Oh my gosh, for 2 years, huh?
Yep.
Where were you exactly?
I was in Senegal, which is in West Africa. It's the part of Africa that juts out the most west. And I always describe it that way because it's a big continent.
And did you like it?
I loved it.
Really?
It was great. I mean, it was really hard, but after you get through the hardness of just living in a completely foreign territory, then there comes an ease with it. And it was so, I just loved it. It was so beneficial in so many ways to me.
Okay, so because my youngest daughter keeps preparing me for the Peace Corps, and I'm like, are you sure you want to go do that for a couple years? So, okay.
It's such a great experience.
Really?
Yeah, I think one of the things that struck me the most about it was that I had so much time to think about myself and who I was.
Oh, interesting.
I mean, I did a lot of work there, and you know, that's all part of it, but you're detached from everything you've ever known, so suddenly you really start thinking about who you are and why you do things and what kind of things you like, and so
that's fascinating.
Yeah, it was a huge time of self-growth for me, for sure.
Fascinating. Well, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. We're very happy to have you.
So
excited to be here.
Good, good, good. So your new book, Getting Answers, Using Your Intuition to Discover Your Best You. Again, Sunny gave me this book, and then after I read it when I was in Hawaii, I made it mandatory for my mentoring students, which will be mandatory again this year. Because you really do a great job of helping people, first and foremost, finding the right question, which is huge, isn't it?
It really is. It really is. I find when I teach this, this is the thing that people most have the difficulty with.
Uh-huh.
They know that they want something different in their life. They know that something is not quite right, but they're not really sure what they want. So getting to your real question just really speeds the process along and helps you get your answer.
And the question that comes from your heart, you know, the real one, right?
Right, exactly.
Because we say we want to know this one little thing, or when is that going to happen, or this going to happen, right? But it's really from your higher self, as you point out in the book, that you want to formulate the question that's truly, truly from your soul.
Yeah, and I find that some questions are more satisfying than others, depending on where they come from. If you're not asking quite the right question, you get the answer and you're like, well, that's not quite what I meant. And you want something else, you know. But when you ask the question that really resonates with you, the answer is so satisfying. Sometimes just knowing the question is so satisfying.
I would agree with that. Yeah, absolutely. You bet. And then I'm always, when I finally get the right question, which tends to be more general than I originally thought, I am pleased with the answer. You know, it's like it gives me peace. Do you think that's a big part
absolutely.
Of it?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I notice myself, and my clients also come back with the same response, that once you really get the answer, no matter what it is, you just feel so easeful and peaceful about it. It's like, even if the answer is not what you thought,
right?
There's an element of the answer that really just makes you feel easy in your skin and so peaceful.
You know,
it just has that really tangible, yummy feeling.
Right, right. And so really getting to your true intention, asking the real question so that you can have an answer that gives you peace. Because that's what we're all looking for. That's why we're asking questions anyway.
Exactly.
We feel conflicted, challenged, and we need some help.
But I always like to say that, you know, you don't have to put so much pressure on yourself, too. If you don't get the real question, quote unquote, right away, you just keep asking. So, you know, there's no like, I got to find the right question right now. I mean, if it doesn't come to you right now, you'll be able to fine tune it as you go along. So
absolutely. You know. That is wonderful. So we're going to actually go to the phone lines and let our callers ask Amy a question. And of course, I'll pipe in, too, if there's room or if I need to. So who do we have, Eric, on the line?
All right. Let's talk to Charles, calling all the way from Toronto, Canada.
Lovely. Hi, Charles. How are you?
Marie, thank you very much for taking my call. Hi, Emily.
Amy, you're welcome. Thank you for calling. No problem.
So do you have a question, Charles?
Yeah, I'm just coming out of a very lengthy stuck period. Everything seems to be falling into place. I just thought I'd like to get your thoughts on it.
Well, I say move forward. I mean, you just told me that everything's falling into place, so you're already feeling like you're moving in the right direction. And, you know, sometimes it's really just about the little baby steps. You just do what feels good, and it opens whole new things that you never even thought about. So I see you're definitely... it definitely feels like you've gotten over some inertia and are like moving forward on a path that's good for you. It feels like it's going to open up even more in the future. But the way to get there is really just to start where you are and take the steps as you go along. So to me, it looks like you're already on that path. You're just sort of moving forward step by step. That's how you get there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that feels good because I've been taking lots of little baby steps, a little trepidatious at times.
It's okay. I always like to say that it's fine to be afraid, but just don't let it stop you.
Right.
Fear is a very natural experience, but just keep moving, because once you do that, you realize that what you were afraid of was not even true, and you can just keep moving forward. So baby steps are a great way to get anywhere.
Yeah, I think maybe celebrating each little step, because then that gives you the momentum and the excitement. Because Charles, when you started, you said you had been stuck. And I thought, no, he's not stuck. You know, I mean, because it's just so wide open around you. It just looks lovely. But celebrating.
Absolutely.
So that, keep that momentum.
That's always such a great
Okay, I hear you.
Good. Good for you.
Have a wonderful day. Thanks for calling House Canada.
Great. It's cold and snowy here, but no complaints. That's what we're used to.
Okay. Have a wonderful day.
Great. Thanks very much.
All righty. So who else do we have, Eric?
Well, we've got Jennifer calling from Seattle, where it's cold and rainy, but no complaints because that's what we're used to.
Right. Exactly. And thank goodness we don't have any real snow on the ground.
That's right.
Just some in my backyard.
Some people are disappointed, but when I'm in the car, I'm happy.
I'm happy too. And then Amy got to come here today because I thought, oh my gosh, if it stuck around, it'd be a little bit challenging for you to get across the ferry through the city and here.
Yeah, I experienced that because of this, but I grew up with snow, so I love it.
Okay.
And I have no, I'm like, more snow is fine.
Jennifer, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Great. What can Amy do for you today?
I guess it's kind of like the last caller with the general question. I'm doing a lot of self-work, and the past couple of years have been really hard. So now I'm just trying to dive in and clear those blocks. And I feel that I'm on the right path. Things are definitely going really slow. So I was just wondering if, you know, you guys see anything exciting or things are going to start getting better for me. And
well,
so pretty general.
There's definitely always exciting things in the future that you can count on for sure. I think with you, I really encourage you to go easy, because like the easiest and most gentle that you can be with yourself will bring you the best later. For some reason, there's something about your particular spirit that just kind of wants to go gently along. It's just like it wants to go little by little and sort of like the healing for you is like a little by little. I hear you saying that you want to break through these blocks and move on, and I totally support you and all of your growth there. But I just want to encourage you to really just go easy with yourself and like gentle little, similar, the man before you was just talking about baby steps. But for you, it's more like you integrate things easier if you are gentle with yourself. It's like the more soothing for you, the better. So I suggest that you move toward things that are soothing for you and satisfying, and keep on the path, you know, keep moving forward in working on your things, but integrate as more soothing and sort of just gentle, easy things for yourself. Does that make sense to you, Jennifer?
That does. That makes complete sense.
Okay.
I've been actually getting that myself, or my body's forcing me to slow down.
Good, perfect. That's a great sign.
Because it's not your favorite. You would prefer to bulldoze through it, right?
Right.
Yeah. So it's great advice. And then when we find out what works for us, what current works best for us, that's really when you get in the flow.
Totally.
Okay. Yeah.
Totally. And I completely understand. I've often wanted to bulldoze my way too. But once you get in the optimal for you is just really slow and steady, and then you'll be able to see the magic as you go by. Sort of like when you're driving down the road at high speeds, you can't totally appreciate the scenery, but when you're walking, you see all of these amazing details and beauty that you never noticed before.
Right.
It's beautiful.
Oh, very cool. Well,
great.
Thank you.
You're so welcome, dear.
Have a great day. Bye,
thank
Jennifer.
You too.
Great.
Bye.
So we're going to take a break here on the Marie Manucherry Show, and we are live here in Seattle with Amy Cartier, who is the author of Getting Answers, Using Your Intuition to Discover Your Best Life. And we'll be right back.
The Healing From Within, supporting a healthy brain DVD, is now available for purchase. Marie and Dr. Sheila Dunn Merritt's third DVD covers the human brain in its entirety. They describe the brain as being a universe filled with multisensory abilities. Learn why neurotransmitters and serotonin levels can affect your mood. Gain knowledge about what vitamins and minerals are imperative to healthy aging. Exercises and meditations are included. If you haven't picked up your copy of the first two DVDs on detoxification or heart health, they're available online at www.energyintuitive.com or by calling 425-825-5671. Coming in the new year, Hormone Health, the final DVD in the series.
There's an exciting new Astrology Hour, Tuesdays at 5 p.m. with Deborah Silverman. Deborah's unique blend of psychology and astrology turns planetary language into plain English. Join us for an interactive hour that's guaranteed to give you personal insights in a fun and entertaining way. Tune in to Deborah Silverman Live. Whatever your life question, marriage, job, family, relocation, or just curiosity, call for a live reading Tuesdays at 5 p.m. and visit Deborah's website at DeborahSilvermanAstrology.com.
Like what you hear? Be sure and support the sponsors who support your favorite programs on Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
And welcome back to the Marie Manucherry Show. We are live here in Seattle, where energy and medicine meet. And I just want to congratulate our listeners from Tuesday who received a CD or a DVD, or it's on its way, Danielle, Barb, and Annie. So thank you so much for calling in and being a listener of the program. We so appreciate that. And thank you for asking questions, because, you know, it's challenging to ask a question on air, right? It's like you don't know who you're going to be talking to. Maybe you've done it. Never done this before. Maybe you're going to ask a question that could potentially upset a family member or a friend, or it's just vulnerable. It's a really vulnerable thing. But we appreciate you calling and asking the question, because you have no idea how many people you're helping. There are so many people who are not going to call in, who just strictly want to listen to the show, but gain information that allows them to move forward in their life. So we so appreciate that. So, Amy, in your book, you have a little review section at the end of each chapter, mm-hmm. so you can kind of go over the bullet points. Mm-hmm. of what you were talking about. And one of the bullet points is live the question and love the questions. Mm. So what do you mean exactly by that?
Well, I wrote that because sometimes I think, especially if you're in the process of asking questions and wanting answers, that you once you ask the question, you sort of skip right to, I want the answer right now. I often like to say that getting answers, the step is asking a question, not asking a question, getting an answer.
Huh.
So I feel like because we get so anxious about, or we just want the answer, that sometimes we forget that the question itself is a step, and it's a really beautiful part of it. So you want to ask a question and then just allow it to be the question.
Mm-hmm.
What I've noticed is that you always get the answer no matter what. So as soon as I start to ask questions, I feel at ease because I know that the answer is coming for sure. Mm-hmm. I can't control when, but I know it's going to be there. So I can just totally relax into the question and enjoy the question itself, the fact that I've asked it, the fact mm-hmm. that I'm thinking about it, because it's its own step. You know, the answer comes later, but the question is just knowing it is sometimes so satisfying.
And that's
well.
Not what most people do. You know, they're in anxiety asking the question, they're stressed, they're wondering where the answer is. They want the answer seconds after they ask the question. And part of, you know, the problem with, I believe, human consciousness is we have so much in our brain that even mm-hmm. when you're asking a question, it's sometimes very difficult if you're not calm and centered and have a great intention for the universe to even really be able to spell out what's important for you to receive that you can understand.
That's so true. It's so true. And especially if you're like looking every second for the, you know, where's the answer going to be? What's it going to be? I haven't gotten it yet. Then it's really impossible to hear the subtle ways that the universe responds to you, because uh-huh. sometimes, you know, I always like to say that the answers come in the ordinary, because that's where you live. So if you're sort of, you know, like, oh my God, what's going to happen? What's going to, you sometimes you miss the answer because it's more subtle than you might think.
Right.
And, you know, if you get all up, you know, excited about it, then you're kind of missing the process. So it's why I really just like to focus on the question being a step, because uh-huh. you just, if you kind of relax into the question, then when the answer shows up, you're easy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're easier about it.
Mm-hmm. No, I think that is wonderful. What a great emphasis. So why don't we go ahead and go back to the phone lines. Who do we have, Eric?
Well, right now we're talking to Casey in Redmond.
Hi, Casey.
Hi. Thanks so much for taking my call. I have been focusing a lot on pushing past my fear of judgment in order to have a life full of things that I want. And I think I'm getting closer, but I'm wondering what you ladies think my spirit guides have to say to me about that.
Specifically about pushing past your judgment or getting what you want?
Oh, how about both? I mean, really pushing past the judgment of what other people think. Because I think that's been holding me back for my entire life, because I think I've known what I've wanted to do for the last 10 years, but I haven't done it because I was afraid of putting myself out there.
Right. Gotcha. Well, one of the best ways to get past what other people think is just to simply start ignoring it. Really just tuning into what your own, if you're really clear on what you're asking for and what you really want, then you just retune into that anytime you hear outside advice. So the clearer you are on that, it feels like you're almost there, but there's a little bit of clarifying. I'm not sure that you're exactly hit on what you want. It feels a little bit nebulous to me. So once you get to that place, you just remember that every time. It's sort of like remembering the things about you that are wonderful, even when sometimes you're faced with people that don't necessarily think you're wonderful. Mm-hmm. You just tune back into, well, this is important to me, and this is why, because I love this, and it's important. So once you can start to really lock on to that, and then it's much easier to filter out everyone else's thinking, because it's not their life. So it's really not that important. That it's great that they would do it like that, but you're you. You're Casey. So you would do it differently. Does that make sense to you?
Awesome. Yeah, I love that.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
Yes,
thank you
wonderful.
So much. And I will just say real quick, it's nice to hear Eric's voice back on the air. I love his voice. And he does a great job.
He does. So, yes. Thank you, Eric.
Thank you very much. I'm blushing now.
Yeah, you're making him red in the studio. Yeah, she likes that. Yeah, I think one of the most important things to realize is that everyone is special and everyone's talented and gifted and everyone is uniquely amazing. And we tend to forget that about ourselves, and that's why we hold ourselves back, because we look at other people, we compare ourselves, we judge, we criticize our own being before we even let it completely out of the bag. And that can be very difficult to really allow ourselves to be launched in the world when we're continuing to do that.
Totally.
Yeah. So keeping that in mind, Casey, as you move about the planet.
Yes, that was so powerful. Thank you.
Have a wonderful day.
Okay, thanks. You too. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. So when I look at these questions, I was looking at, when I was reading the book, and I read part of it on the plane on the way home too as well, secret ingredient number one. Because I would say, as an Aries, patience is been, you know, one of those things that I didn't even know what the heck it really meant for a long time in my life. But you talk about how it's so important to be patient and just wait.
Yeah. Well, actually, I think it's just provides ease for you. I mean, I have also had problems with patience my whole life. And I think especially being an intuitive, and sometimes I see what's coming, but I still have to wait for it. It takes a while, you know, for it to happen. And
right.
It can be uncomfortable, but it's more like it just makes it so much easier for you when you allow that the universe has its own timing. And no matter what you think, when you think it should happen, if you align with the highest and are asking your questions, it's going to come about in the best way possible, which might take a different timing schedule than you're thinking.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
I feel like patience is something I constantly remind myself of, just because it really just makes it so much better when I remember.
Right. Well, and you put in here, patience lovingly holds your hand and is with you. You know, you make it in your book, you make it sound like it's an ally for you. You know, it's a part of the experience.
Exactly. I do. And it's a really powerful analogy for me of like really seeing patience as a friend that you can't see necessarily, but someone standing right there beside you who knows your answers are coming, who knows the things are going to sort out in your life, and who's just literally lovingly stroking your hand and, you know, giving you tender caresses as you wait. And mm-hmm. you can be doing whatever you want. You know, you can remember that patience is there and you're going to get your answers, or you can be frantic. But if you do remember, you know, that you have this friend right next to you, that's just like, it's all going to be fine.
Right.
It's going to work out.
It's really true. And as an intuitive, I know what you mean. Sometimes we do see things. Well, many times we see things that are going to happen in our lives. And then there's a whole timing element.
Absolutely.
It can be 2 to 4 years.
Exactly.
And that was very annoying initially for me. I saw myself having my own radio show for years before I actually had my own radio show.
I know it.
And I had no idea how that was actually going to happen. I mean, there was just no way I could even imagine that that was going to occur. And I remember one day, it's usually when you finally give up on it, you know, when you go, well, that's okay if that doesn't happen. It's perfectly fine. And then it happens.
Yep.
Yeah. When you least expect it, that's when things generally happen. Mm-hmm. So who else do we have on the air with us?
Well, right now, we're going to talk to Karen in Bothell.
Hi, Karen. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing okay. Thanks. I am, though, just feeling totally overwhelmed right now and don't know what to do. And these things have been, I've known they're coming, and I have kind of been planning out. But all of a sudden, it's here, and it's like I'm getting really busy with work, in which I travel out of town, and my house has been foreclosed on, so I have to find a place to live, and splitting up with my husband. So I think my big thing right now is, like, how am I going to move out and have someone take care of my dog while I'm out of town traveling for work? It's like, oh, what do I do? So...
Well, it sounds like there's a ton of things going on in your life right now that can be a little bit discombobulating when all these kinds of changes are happening. So a really good thing for you would be just to start literally every day kind of focusing on whatever the joyous thing for the day is. If you think about everything together at once, you'll never figure out how it's all going to happen. Okay. But if you start focusing on just what's in front of you, and especially one of my main mottos in life is ease and grace. I gravitate toward anything that comes with ease and grace, and mostly because I feel like that's the natural way. And so I would suggest with you, when you're moving about all of these huge changes, that you keep that in mind as you move forward. And when you have some options, you choose whatever brings the most ease and grace, because the more you can choose that, the more it will help you reestablish that in your body and sort of get you grounded again and get you not feeling so overwhelmed, but able to take deeper breaths and just sort of relax a little bit.
Yeah. I think this is a challenging time for a fair amount of people, you know, mm-hmm. not only going through a divorce, which we don't really always want to go through, but when it's necessary, but then the economic circumstances of the country on top of, you know, our daily shifting and changing, or mm-hmm. decade shifting and changing that's occurring. So, Karen, I know this is a very challenging time for you, but I feel like it's so completely necessary. I'm actually in your body. I feel that you're very intuitive. Your third eye is really open. There's great flow. In fact, when I look at your sixth chakra, it's completely purple. But what I get is that you don't listen to your instincts. Like, even the divorce, you've known for a long time that that was kind of coming around the corner. You know what I mean? It's
yeah.
like, but then you don't take the, it's like you hold back your actions. And then when they happen, it's then more challenging. You know, part of learning to be in the flow is to not have to hold our lives back from us out of fear, or, you know, fear again of something happening, unfortunately, because things happen. They absolutely happen. If you get an insight that you're going to end your marriage, or that things are going to be financially challenging, that's probably heading down the pike for you. And it's like, when you first get those instincts, that's when you can actually make some shifts or changes about it. You know, have both you and your husband go into therapy or make some financial choices at that moment that could potentially avoid foreclosure and things of that nature. So the good news for you is that you're really intuitive, in my opinion. The indigo in your third eye is intense, and you need your intuition, and everyone is intuitive. That's absolutely positive. But some people have been intuitive for so many lifetimes that it's just such a huge part of who they are, and they need that ingredient because it's challenging for them to make good decisions without it. And in my opinion, you're one of those people. Do you know what I'm talking
okay.
about?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I think that could be a comfort. Is that a comfort for you, Aimee, in your life, is
oh,
knowing
yeah,
that
absolutely.
You're intuitive?
And when I learned that, when I just trust that, and when I get the instinct, I plan for it, like you were saying,
right.
then it makes everything different. I mean, it actually, things come about, like I'm saying, with ease and grace.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. You get to be in that flow. So start writing down your instincts. Those, and they're subtle. You know, they come in not necessarily when you expect them, as Amy pointed out earlier. Write them down and kind of review them at the end of the week to see what messages were there for you. They come across as feelings, visions, songs, billboards, things that people say. Children are incredible deliverers of insight and wisdom. They're just phenomenal. And they can be a stranger's child as well. And start, you know, building your own dictionary of what things mean to you and how the universe speaks to you so that you won't feel like you do right now, somewhat defeated. You're not. Your life is just changing. Thank goodness. That's beautiful. I think you'll find it more fun to be in the wave rather than feeling like you're pulled under the wave.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I think so, too. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, and have a wonderful day.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah, thank you. So, yeah, Eric and I are making, like, because we've made some changes on the show, little ones, so we're making, like, little sign language nodding, you know.
Does that nod mean you want to go to break? Because I think we're about due
I
for it.
I think we're due for a break. Yeah, when I do readings, I'm kind of not real, you know, my gaze, even though I may be looking towards Eric, I'm not looking at Eric. I'm looking beyond him into Karen's third eye. So we will be right back at the Marie Manucherry Show.
And before we go to break, I do want to give out the phone numbers because we have some lines open. So you can call us at 425-373-5527. Again, that's 425-373-5527 or toll free at 877-825-8828. We'll be
Great.
Right back.
Great. Thank you. We'll be right back.
If you want to know how to get in touch with Marie or find out what's on her calendar, there are a variety of ways to find out. Become Marie's friend on Facebook or follow her on Twitter. Sign up for Marie's free newsletter. Each quarter, she writes an in-depth article and responds to Dear Marie questions. Email Marie if you'd like your question to be answered in an upcoming edition. Also, be sure to check out Marie's website in January. The class schedule for 2011 will be posted along with a complete website makeover. For more information, visit Marie's website, energyintuitive.com, or call 425-825-5671.
The Gary Mance Show. It's the home of mastery and mystery.
The Gary Mance Show has moved to its winter home on Saturdays immediately following Mance and Mitchell in the morning.
John Holland, one of the world's most popular mediums, will be our guest at 10 a.m. to discuss his book, The Spirit Whisperer.
Stanton Friedman and Kathleen Martin, co-authors of Captured, The Betty and Barney Hill UFO Experience, make a compelling case that we are not alone and sometimes not left alone.
Mance and Mitchell in the morning at 10 a.m. The Gary Mance Show, Saturday, 11 a.m. Pacific.
Are you looking for tools to enhance your life or to bring those things you desire into your life? Marie offers a variety of CDs to help you do just that. Get acquainted with your seven primary chakras and balance your human energy system. Or is embracing your intuition what you're looking to learn? Or would you rather focus on a healthy immune system? These CDs and more are available through Marie's website at energyintuitive.com. For a complete list of CDs available and their descriptions, please visit Marie's website today.
Notice anything different? You should. There's no other station like Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
And welcome back to the Marie Manucherry Show. We are live here in Seattle, and I just want to remind you that Tuesdays is Boot Camp for Your Soul. So that's coming up in next week again. We're on our third week. We will continue our second challenge, which is all about celebrating something that you want to have happen in your life, even though you don't know what it is, so that the universe can surprise you. So that's what the challenge is, number two on Boot Camp for the Soul on Tuesday. And then Thursday, a week from today, I'll be interviewing Donna Gates. She's the author of The Body Ecology Diet. I interviewed her a year ago, so she's graciously coming back on the show, talking about that current book. She has another one coming out in about 5 months, so we'll quiz her about that book as well. And we have, thank you, Eric, the phone lines are all stacked up again with callers.
That's right.
Thank you.
Did you want to go back to the phones? Or?
Please.
Okay.
That'd be great.
Great. Let's talk to Galadriel calling from Oak Harbor.
Oh, hi, Eric and Marie and Amy and May. I'm having a lot of physical challenges right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sort of at the point, I'm 57 years old, I'm sort of going, well, maybe I'll get it next lifetime. So I'm kind of wondering if I've just given up or if I'm surrendering, because I need medical attention, and when I go for it, it harms my body. And I've been looking for someone here in Oak Harbor that is like a natural healer or a naturopathic doctor. I need that sort of coach right now. So Do you see somebody?
I hear what you're saying. I think the first thing I want to say is that you're still alive. So just pointing that out, that you're still living and breathing on this beautiful earth. So I would discourage you from ever thinking, well, maybe next lifetime, because this is the one you're living and this is where the moment of power, the present is. So
okay.
I would suggest you refocus yourself on where you are right now, what you need, and really just start asking questions. In my book, Getting Answers, I set out 4 really easy and simple steps that you can do to get the answer to any question you have. So the universe wants you to get what you need.
Okay.
So I want you to refocus on that and refocus on the life you're living. And really just, if you can, pick up my book, start asking questions and seeing how the universe responds, because it's not as dire as it may seem to you. And I think giving up and putting it off till like next lifetime is really cheating yourself on a good life that you could have right now.
Okay.
That was adorable.
All right,
yeah, that was adorable. Yeah. So does that helpful?
It is. I have a lot of fear around this, feeling like, you know, my body's falling apart.
I know.
And I went to the dentist yesterday. They gave me an antibiotic, and I was like, oh, and scared about taking it. And I took one, and my face looked swollen. So,
well, I understand the fear. That, like I said earlier, a fear is a very common human emotion, and fear is not a problem. It's just a problem when you act on it. So in the book, I also have a whole chapter on transforming fear that gives hundreds of techniques. Well, not hundreds. Okay, that's an exaggeration.
It could many lead to techniques. Hundreds of techniques, right?
Lots of techniques for getting over fear. So,
okay.
You know, just remember that.
I have a lot of tools.
Good.
I've been at this for a long, long time, my spirituality. I think I just sort of fell in a hole, and it's taking me a little longer to climb out this time.
Yep, and that's totally fine. Just remember, I mean, but just get back to this lifetime and get focused on it. It's fine to fall down and trip from time to time. It happens to all of us. And it's okay to feel fear, but it's not okay to let it rule you. That's when you really get into trouble. So start refocusing on the fact that your fear does not have to drive you or your actions, and that you can, you know, take a few deep breaths every time you feel it and just move through it. Because there's lots of things that you're still able to do this lifetime around. Okay.
Okay.
Keep focusing on that. All right.
Thank you so much. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Next, we've got Mary Beth calling from Gig Harbor.
Hi, Mary Beth.
Hi. Hi, Marie. Hi, Amy. Hi, Erica.
Hello.
So what can we do for you today?
I have a career question. I've been doing a lot of studying and training to do healing.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of studying and training to do with intuition. And I'm just wondering what you see coming up with the career change and when and how.
Well, I feel like you're on the two things that you've said, you're on the right track. And one of those, one of the things that happens, especially with people that are really intuitive, is that you can kind of get stuck in the clouds a little bit when you're focusing on what is happening, what's coming next, what's the intuition coming. And you, sometimes you can not act as much as you need to on the instinct that you're getting. So my sense is that you're developing these things and you're moving forward in a good, healthy fashion. And I think you should just keep following your instinct as you go along, because it seems like it's getting sharper and sharper. So I actually don't even really feel like you need me to answer that question. I feel like you need to just focus on what you're getting and just keep one foot in front of the other, because you're totally going in the right direction.
You know, okay. You know what I'm picking up on, too, is that you have lovely energy. I mean, it's beautiful.
Thank you.
So, you're welcome. So clearly, again, a great choice moving into the healing arts. It's just like you think that there you need more. And, you know, one of the things I tell people every single day is I basically just love people. You know, when they come to see me, I just feel like I'm just loving them. And sometimes we make healing so incredibly complicated when when, of course, the answers to life are incredibly simple, and really it's just about loving others and ourselves and the universe, and you know how to do that. You look like a love bubble when I look at you. So just know that that's really what you want, is source energy to flow through you and that loving, compassionate grace, because that's really what everyone needs. And then people can figure out what they need when they have that type of energy circulating in their body and align to it, and then, of course, do the ultimate, which is to heal themselves. So it's just make it easier and more fun, not too serious, not looking for the magic bullets, so to speak.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
So before we go to our next caller, I just wanted to talk about the chapter ACT,
okay.
You know,
yeah.
So taking action, right, which is really important. And in here you said, acting on your messages gets you results. It produces the things you want. Not acting on your messages makes getting the messages pointless.
Yeah, that's totally true. I was just mentioning to Mary Beth that, especially what I've noticed when people are really intuitive, it's like they get the answers. They know what they need to do, but they don't do them. And so, I mean, this isn't the case for everyone. I'm definitely not making that. But I have had clients where they know exactly what I'm going to tell them. They already know they need to go to massage school, but they're not going to massage school.
Yeah.
And so I say that, you know, if you never go to massage school, even though you know you need to, you never meet the people you would meet there. You never make those connections. Your life never changes in that way that you're dying for it to change. So
Now, isn't that the truth? I have some, of course, we all do, because we even do this in parts of our own lives, right? But I'm thinking of this one client that I have that I love. She's adorable. She's been seeing me for about a decade. I've asked her for a decade to quit her job. She hasn't quit her job yet.
Mm-hmm.
And I loved what you said is you can't meet the people you're supposed to meet if you keep doing the things that you aren't really supposed to be doing anymore. It's like that part's over with and it feels empty. You can tell.
Yeah.
It doesn't. You're not fulfilled anymore. Nothing great's happening, but they keep doing it.
Yep.
Yeah. It's adorable, really. It's quite adorable, but it leaves them frustrated and they wonder why their life doesn't move forward, but then they don't make the changes necessary to allow that to occur.
Yeah. It's true. Acting is one of the hardest things, I think, especially when you first start out, because you may get the clear answer, but you're like, what? You know, you can become paralyzed by fear or the what ifs or the like, well, there's so much unknown in
right.
it. But once you actually start doing it, you start to realize it is a no-brainer. When you get the answer, you just do it because it actually brings you more joy than you ever thought. And it's like a fast track. I mean, I what I've seen is that if the answer is really important to you, eventually the universe will force you into it.
Seriously. I call it pulling the rug out from underneath of you. And, you know, we always hope it's a short little bathroom rug, but sometimes it's not.
Yeah, but you can avoid the rug.
Right.
You know, if you get the message, quit the job.
Right,
you know,
quit.
And then move forward to like the great thing that's waiting for you before the company goes down and you lose, you know, all of your stock and blah, blah, blah. You know, so.
Right. Great. Eric, who else do we have?
We've got Darcy on the line right now calling from Seattle.
Oh, hi.
Hello. Hi, Darcy.
I have a question for my daughter, Casey. She wondered, she wanted some sort of a reading. I wonder what is the best path for her to avoid having the rug pulled out from under her.
So is this Darcy asking the question, or is it your daughter asking the question, or is it you?
My daughter.
So it's the daughter.
Okay.
The question's for her.
Okay.
Yes.
And but she asked you to ask it.
Yes.
Okay. I'm just getting, So
she wanted to be clear because, you know, intuitives, we have this rule. People don't know this. We have a rule, but that we like to answer questions for the individual.
Absolutely.
We want their permission, basically. Yeah.
And it's pointless to get information for someone else if they don't want that.
Also. That's true.
So,
please ask for her as she's at work and is not able to call.
Okay, great. So can you repeat the question? I'm sorry to.
Well, I guess she just wanted to know anything that you saw for her, and she's always going through lots of changes and wondering what's next. So I just said maybe she needs to know the best act
to avoid the rug being pulled up.
Yeah, she's a little nervous of that rug right now.
Yeah, yeah, she is. It seems to me like, it takes me a little bit longer to get it because I'm not talking to her directly. It seems like she is a little bit trepidatious of, seems like there's some big changes that she needs to make, and she's kind of been avoiding them for a little bit. And so it's starting to kind of build up for her of like a little more fear in terms of the acting again, like I was saying, on what she needs to do. So I feel like there's some things that she knows she needs to change and that she hasn't. And what's kind of preventing her is she kind of wants to make sure that's going to be okay before she does it. And I just really want to encourage her to make the changes that she knows she needs to, because those are good changes for her, and they're really going to open things up. And once she sees that she doesn't need it, the fear was unwarranted, it will be much easier for her. But it's mostly like, what's really getting in her way right now is the fear of what she thinks might happen if she does those things. But I really encourage her to make those choices that she knows she needs to do.
Yeah, a lot of people, Darcy, wait until they get the FedEx delivery on black and white paper about what you need to do, even though they've already got the messages, mm-hmm. or the answers, I should say, right? The messages. And that's not how it works, actually. That's really not how the universe works. The intuition is not black and white. It is rarely delivered FedEx. It could be, but it's rarely. And it's all about trust and faith, trusting yourself, your connection to the divine, your amazing energy, the fact that you are this irreplaceable, completely adored and loved being of creation. It's about being in that flow. And if we all wait until we know for certain that everything is going to be fine, if we choose the yellow brick road, it's going to be a long wait.
And, that's true.
Yeah.
Excuse me. There's also a really amazing thing that happens once you actually do the thing that you know you must do, is that it allows you to trust, because you see that, oh, this is the perfect thing, and I totally knew I needed to do this, and look at how it's all great working out. It teaches you to actually trust your instinct. So that will be the case with your daughter once she just starts acting on the things she knows she needs to do. She'll be able to see, oh, this actually works for me. When I know I need to do this, even before it happens and I do it, it really works.
Absolutely. So it impresses upon to you that whole element of trust, which is a big reason why many of us are in bodies living in physical realities. We're trying to figure out how to be in the flow of a multisensory reality while we're in a body, having to put gas in a car, eat food, go to the bathroom, and learning the infinite wisdom of trust. Yeah, beautiful. Great. So do you think that'll help, Darcy?
Oh, it's very, very accurate. I think it's wonderful advice for her.
Great, great.
Perfect.
Thank
Good.
You so
well,
much for
many
calling.
Many blessings for her.
Yes.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You very much.
Sure.
All right, now we've got Scott on the line from Edmonds.
Hello.
Hi, Scott.
Hello.
Hi, we're right here. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Calling to ask your advice about managing and dealing with my anxiety.
Okay. Specifically, you want to know how to erase the anxiety, I'm assuming?
reduce it.
He said manage, right?
Manage.
Yeah. Which, you know, maybe you want to do something different than that, right? Rather than manage anxiety, really live an anxiety-free life. So, yeah, Amy, yep. I think that's a great idea. What
that's
do you think,
correct,
Scott?
But I want to have reasonable expectations.
Reasonable expectations. Okay. Well, I would say don't get too caught up on expectations, because it's actually causing you to hold on to the anxiety more than you need to. You know, you're sort of like, well, I'm probably still going to have this little bit of anxiety, but actually you don't really need to unless you keep holding on to it. So it's been sort of a comfort for you. The anxiety has been like a comfort blanket for you. And it might sound a little bit weird, but it is a way that you have, that it's just been like a comforting, sort of like a security blanket. Like you're used to feeling anxious and sort of having that to, lie back on, but you don't need that. And you can let it go. It will actually, you know, with you, it's not like overnight it'll just quit go away, but you should encourage yourself to really understand that you do not need anxiety in your life. You really don't. And it's much easier to let go than, it's more like, I want you to understand that there is safety in an anxiety-free life.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think this is about control, Scott. I think it's kind of your way of controlling your life. Like, I'm going to have this amount of anxiety, and I'm going to rest for a while, then I'm going to have this. You know, it's like a plan and a controlled, interesting, controlled way that you've decided to maneuver your life. And look at it this way. It's kind of like an old coping mechanism, and you're ready to graduate because you've worked hard. I see that you've been working very hard, actually, on self-growth. And thank you. Congratulations for doing that. You're welcome. You're welcome. And so now you're ready to adopt a new coping mechanism that's more evolved, healthier, and it's going to be anxiety free. So maybe that would be even a great mantra for him.
Free is a really good word for you, Scott. Yeah. It's definitely, one that's coming to, it's a freer life than you've been leading. And that is actually really joyous and buoyant for your spirit. It's like your spirit is so kind of tired of the constraints that you've been putting on it. It's ready to be much sort of bouncier and just free to move about the situation. It's like being confined in one chair when you're in a whole room and you could actually be moving about the whole entire room.
Or try all those cute, comfy chairs, right? So, you know, recognize you're in a really great place. You're just going to take your awareness to a different level. You can live an anxiety-free life. And congratulations, because obviously the work you have done is paying off.
Mm-hmm.
It's gotten me quite a way.
Pardon?
It has gotten me quite a way.
Oh.
A lot better than I was before.
That's wonderful. We're very happy for you. So thank you for calling and have a great day.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Bye, Scott.
So, Aimee, what do you feel about, you know, as an intuitive, what do you feel about 2011 since we just started this gracious year?
Yeah. You know, I have so many huge changes going on in my own life, things that I can't things that I feel are so big for me that I don't necessarily... I have never experienced them before. So I have the sense of like, it's going to be really good. But I also have the sense of like needing to live it to really know what it's going to look like. And it's been the whole, you know, that's my life. And also the sense of 2011 of like, there's lots of good things, but they feel like until we experience, or especially me, you know, but it's till we experience them, it's like going to be different than you even imagined.
Right.
It's sort of the experience that I've been feeling for the whole
special,
2011.
Oh, absolutely. A special year for people.
Absolutely.
Magical.
Oh, completely.
People really, you know, getting more in touch with themselves and waking up a little bit more finding people that they need in their lives to support them and things of that nature. I agree. That's definitely what I feel about 2011.
Yeah.
So do you have any tools perhaps for those people who are hoping that 2011 is for them so that they can connect, you know, to their guides or, you know, their higher self or whatever languages that you like to use to encourage people?
Well, on the way here, and I mentioned this earlier, I was thinking about how joy, ease, and grace are really things that motivate me. And I really do feel like that is the natural way of things. Like, you know, when you're in the flow, things happen easily, gracefully, and you feel joyous.
Mm-hmm.
Even you're able to handle whatever it is, you know, whatever's happening. And so I guess I would really focus on that because I feel like this is true in my own life and I see it happening around me too, that all of these huge and amazing, beautiful things that are finally happening are really just coming with ease and grace. Mm-hmm. And there's not a lot, you know, there's not a lot of work involved of like, I got to put this together. You got to, you know, make this happen, et cetera, et cetera. So I really feel like the thing that I would suggest is really like coming back to those choices of joy and ease.
Mm-hmm.
And every time you're faced with, you know, what to do about this situation, that you choose the one that has the most joy and ease because it's just so satisfying, so much more satisfying.
And I think one way to do that is to actually love the situation. That's one of my favorite things to do. Even something I have decided is a problem, as soon as I start loving it, it's incredible how it opens up and it shows me things about it that are quite beautiful that I hadn't really, you know, I eliminated from my picture originally and made it kind of stick out like a sore thumb. So as soon as I start to send love to something, whatever it is, then the joy and the ease and the grace actually open up for me. And I'm so grateful. I feel like this huge release, you know, I get to kind of climb back into me in the, those ways that allow my life to be profound and flow, you know, naturally.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I think that's a really great way to do that as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the stand-up comedy thing, you know?
Oh, that's funny. I was just going to say, too, before we do that, that there's a lot about trust, too.
Mm.
I have this thing in my bathroom that says, what if you just knew that everything was working out perfectly?
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like just relying on that knowledge is really good.
I love that. That's great.
Stand-up comedy was just kind of an accident. I mean, you know, something that I, quote, accidentally discovered that I absolutely love. I just couldn't believe I could, you know, because I field questions from people all day long. And I was like, you can stand up and say whatever you want and talk about things that are really funny.
So what's really funny? So what do you talk about?
I actually usually talk about my family.
Oh, do you? Yes. Really? You're kidding.
I make fun of my family. But
really?
I do it all to their face
so
anyway.
Like, oh,
so,
really? So like yeah. Your siblings,
oh, my
your
siblings,
parents?
My parents, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. So like, what's funny about your family? You know, give me an
well,
example.
Well, I think they're just really quirky. Like, my sister Jackie, she loves to clean. I mean, she, like, gets really excited about
she
cleaning.
She should come to my house.
And, oh, I know. I think the same thing. And
yeah.
There's just, they have all these funny quirks that they do that I just think are hilarious.
Well, I think that's exceptional and unusual for spiritualists to be also a stand-up comedian who's not doing spiritual comedy. You know,
no,
you're doing the family, right?
Yep.
So your new book, your first book, I believe,
yep, my
right?
first book. Mm-hmm.
Getting Answers Using Your Intuition to Discover Your Best Life is available, of course, I'm sure, at stores and
yep.
online and on your website, which is
spreadingblessings.com.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much
Thanks
for
so much
coming
for
on
me.
The show.
Loved
it's great.
It.
Wonderful. And again, I will be back on Tuesday for Boot Camp for the Soul. We're working on celebrating something wonderful that's going to come in your life. You have no idea what it is, but you're going to jump up and down and light candles. And are you doing your mirror work, Eric?
You know it.
All right. He's doing mirror work, which is challenge number one.
I'm behind.
Yeah, that's okay. You're
I'll
not behind. Yeah, you're doing great. So you can go to my Facebook page and find out all about the challenges. Until next week, joyful blessings. Bye-bye.